Welcome back to the Captain's Run with Cameron Smith. We are here for Chemist Warehouse. Head into Chemist Warehouse for great savings every day. Give us a text, 0457 736 736. Let's get straight into it, shall we? Cronulla Sharks season review. Or basically just, you know, that the last game I think is kind of emblematic of this season to a degree. Finished sixth with 14 wins, 10 losses. Have not registered a finals win since 2018. Don't have any big signings 2024. Lose Wade Graham. Reports earlier in the year suggested that Matt Moylan could join Catalans in Super League. Moylan is contracted till the end of 2024. He's 32. And basically, what do the Sharkies need to do to contend for a premiership, and what's their biggest issue, Smithy?
Well, I think we sort of half touched on it before, didn't we, Camby, about, you know, their lineup. It's a strong footy side. It's a good footy side. And they play, you know, great football throughout the year. But the up and down nature of their performances, particularly this year, I think they I don't know. I don't know if the competition was stronger this year than last year. And I guess looking at the ladder at the end of the season, that probably suggests that it was a more competitive competition across the board. But they were just very up and down for me. Very up and down. And they, unfortunately, right, it's more than just like a little thing that they can't beat top eight sides. I think they really need to address that. Mm. And I don't know, I'm not sure whether it's a skill-based thing, maybe the way they play their football against top eight sides, or whether it's more a mental thing for the players, that when they get out against these sides that are, you know, sitting in the top eight, the better teams in the competition, whether they, you know, do they second-guess themselves? Do they doubt themselves? Do they not have as much belief in themselves when they take on, you know, teams like, you know, the Storm and, you know, Penrith and the Broncos and all these other sides that they really struggle to get results against. Mm. I don't know what it is, but I'd like to think that they will sit down in their season review and address that issue. They have to, because it's not a one-off thing, is it, Kempe?
No, it's not. It's been for basically a couple of years now. It's the Sharkies are a really hard team to talk about because I do believe they've made growth. You know, there was a period there where they looked gone and they managed to turn their season around and stay in the eight. So I think they deserve prop for that. As well as I do think their defense got dramatically better towards the end of the year. But it's a matter of, are you there to make the eight or are you there to win comps? And so does Fitzy need to take one or two steps back to take four steps forward? I'm not sure. What do you reckon?
Well, I look at the, that's why I asked the question about this year, whether, you know, was it a stronger competition than last year? Because they finished top four last year. They hosted week one finals game. Well, they finished second, didn't they?
Yep.
Overall.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they took on the Cowboys and then were beaten, you know, in what was a classic game. But, like, I don't know how your season goes from playing that well to where they went this year where they're just ousted first week. I actually feel as though they weren't as consistent this year as they were last year. And whether that's due to, you know, some of the injuries that they sustained and a couple of suspensions that they copped throughout the season as well, I'm not too sure. I think, you know, when you're talking about their list, you know, I really do feel like they are missing one of those, just those experienced top flight players.
Mm.
So they got, like I said, mate, they got a very strong squad of players, and they got a good footy side, and they can play tough, and you know they can play expansive, and they've got a lot of skillful players as well. But when it comes down to those big games, they don't have a lot of that experience to have someone there just to steady the ship when they need to, and point the team in the right direction to get the jobs done against the good sides.
I will say a really good, I guess, example of the comp being stronger. So the Sharkies finished second last year. The Broncos finished second this year. And, I mean, the Broncos are a substantially better side this year than the Sharkies were last year. So I agree with you. I do think the comp's gotten stronger. Funnily enough, I do think that they missed that the big fella Fifita through the middle.
Yeah.
You know, I know he was on his last legs, and you know, he was battling injury and playing tough. But again, he did offer that little bit extra experience in these matches and being able to, you know, inject himself and make a difference when it was needed.
Yeah. And mate, sometimes it's more mental than physical. You know, having those older guys around, you know, for finals time or for when you're playing against the big sides and in the big games, they're invaluable. You know, I think a lot of people now, in particular in the modern game, think it's all youth, like go youth, go, you know, speed and enthusiasm and all that sort of stuff. It's always handy to have a couple of old fellas in there as well. Mm. Just to know when to pull the right strings and what to do. And I just feel that that's what they're lacking at the moment, you know. And as good as a playmaker as Nicho Hynes is, he showed last year by winning the Dally M medal, he hasn't got that experience, Kempe.
Mm.
He hasn't got it. That's just a fact. Mm. You know, he was handed 10 minutes this year in State of Origin, not much of an opportunity, so I don't think we really take that into consideration. But you know, he doesn't have that big game experience right now in his career.
Now, onto the Canberra Raiders. Finished 8th with 13 wins, 11 losses. Biggest winning margin was only 12-point win against the Dogs in round 25. Points differential was 137, minus 137. Wow. Third worst of finals team in the NRL era. Losses for 2024, Whiten, Croker, Frawley. Gains, Sasungi from the Knights. How do you see their seasons, Smithy?
Yeah, well, they were thereabouts, weren't they? They were thereabouts. And they got themselves into the finals just. They snuck in by one win. Yeah, because if they finished on the same points as who was next up, North Queensland, I think it was, they were gone because of their points differential. So, like, the games they won by a couple. The games they lost, like they got hammered. So, you know, that just shows the disparity in that footy side. So when they play well and win, you know, they grind a win out and they do it the tough way, which is fine. Like there's nothing wrong with that. But when they lose, when they're not on, they're very poor. So it just sort of suggests to you that, you know, the difference between their best and their worst, like there's a bit of a gap there, which says, you know, sort of, you know, quite inconsistent footy side. Again, a lot like the Sharkies, when you look at their list, like you go, well, that's a good football side. It's a very good footy side. But because they were so up and down, I think that just put a lot of doubt in you know, everyone's mind about the potential of them playing finals. They snuck in, as I said, but in the end, they were very brave. Their last game of the season, like they were brave. And I think, you know, that's a word we've used to describe them for the most part of this year, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're brave, they're gritty, and they hang in there, and they, you know, a lot of the times they drag the opposition into a dogfight. You know, they played that way, but it just wasn't good enough on the weekend. And maybe if that game was played somewhere else, if that game was played in Canberra against Newcastle, Canberra probably win it. But I think that swell of support that the Newcastle Knights had, that just, it helped them get home in the end.
I think that there's been word that they were going after Fifita and then Colin Matangi. I think they've got to just completely, you know, they don't need any more forwards. I'm shocked that they're even considering more forwards. They need to pay overs for a key spine player. I think we saw this year with Jackie White not necessarily firing and having one of his quietest years in a while. Yep. Look, Jackie's playing out of position. You know, I think he's more of a centre outside back than he is a six. So he's doing that for the team. And Ricky admitted that. He was playing six for the team. But I think it's almost not in Ricky's nature to pay overs for someone because he's such a kind of tough operator. But yep. I do think he might need to bend a little bit here and pay someone, especially either a fullback or a six or a seven, you know, maybe a six or a fullback, because they've got Fogarty there who is... he's good enough to help a star player out. I think they need to pay massive overs to get a key player in their spine, desperately. When you look at that, the nine, the six, and the one heading into next year, unfortunately, it's just not, it's probably not top eight standard.
Yeah. Well, and that's, And that's the challenge, right? Is when you're looking at those positions to go, right, how do we give ourselves the best opportunity to win a premiership? So you're looking at those key positions of, you know, your fullback, your halves, and your number nine. But there's only a certain amount of them out there.
Yep.
There's only a certain amount of them out there. That when you say, well, he's a guy that could really take our footy side to the next level. He could put our team into a grand final and possibly win a premiership. There's only so many of those type of players out there. So you got to be patient and you got to work with what you got, you know, for certain periods of time. But I do agree with you. I think they need to be on the hunt for that next player that comes up.
Yeah, I said at the start of this year, so it's not kind of hindsight, but I think they need to be super aggressive in a younger player coming up and almost take a big risk because, you know, it's going to be very hard for them to, let's say there's a fullback on the market. He can get $1 million in another club and the Raiders offer him 1.4. You know, that's huge overs. And also that guy's going to be like, look, do I want to live down in Canberra or do I want to stay in Sydney or Brisbane or wherever it is? Whereas a younger player, if you went to him and said, mate, you haven't played first grade yet, but we're going to give you 400 grand a year.
Yeah.
He'll lap that up. He'll be like, oh, mate, 400, like, I've never had money in my life. Like, you know, and so I think they've got to be aggressive and risk and I guess be really risky with it.
Mm. What about potentially signing like a veteran though? Could they go that way? Like an Adam Reynolds, like the Broncos have done with Adam Reynolds?
Oh, yeah.
Could they find like a gun? Would you say yes? That's more of a short-term thing though, right?
Well, I looked on the weekend. In my opinion, the difference was Kalyn Ponga. If Kalyn Ponga was at the back for the Raiders, they win probably 13-plus, to be honest. And so I just think like they only won by 12 points. Even when they were playing their best, they won by 12 points. So they're missing a guy that can create points.
Yes.
And so and obviously Reynolds can create points. You know, I mean, look, to be honest, if Reynolds' contract is up next year, I'd be knocking on his door and seeing how his body is because he could definitely help him. Them, you know, yeah. Wouldn't mind it.
So a number one, essentially, is what you're saying.
A number one or
they need a gun one.
A gun one or six. Someone that can put points on for the team. Like, obviously, Munster can put points on for the Storm.
Yeah.
Dylan Brown for the Para Eels. You know, you go to Ezra Mam at the Broncos. Like, I would be risking a young guy coming out of... Basically, I'd be looking at who is the best... Got like 1-6 outs, like basically 1 or 6 coming out of high school, and I'd be throwing him a contract that is definitely overs, but it's worth the risk because not only, let's say it doesn't work out, there's going to be plenty of other clubs that are willing to pay the difference. So let's say you offer him 400 grand and he hasn't played first grade yet, and he doesn't work out because he's been so good through school. You could go to another club and say, look, can you just pay 250 of it, 300? So really, it's a 100 grand risk.
Yep.
And at the moment, I think it's a risk they've got to take.
Yep. Well, particularly now, like Jack Whiten, he's the big loss for me. Oof. Like, you know, out of those three guys, like Matty Frawley's going over to the Super League, Jared Croker retired. I think that would have been sort of in their planning as well with Croker in particular, you know, given the issues he's had with injuries and whatnot for a long, long period of time now and being a little bit older. But Jackie Whiten,
oh, mate,
that's the big one for them.
I mean, their club's built around him.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like Panthers losing Cleary. And I know Cleary obviously is a more, he's achieved more, but there's certain players that clubs are built around. And Whiten is that guy for the Raiders.
Yeah. Well, he's like the franchise player, right?
Yeah.
He's not only a great, you know, acquisition for them as a footballer, but he's like the heart and soul of the club.
Yeah.
All the younger players, all the players they get around him. They feed off his energy. They feel off, you know, what he's bringing to the footy side. So that's a huge loss for them. Like, he's been there since he was a young man. It's a huge loss. And so again, like we're talking about, you know, finding players. Well, they got to fill the void that he's going to leave there next year.
Yeah, yeah. I will say though, it's not all doom and gloom for the Raiders. That forward pack, those younger players on the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
incredible.
It's one thing to be a good young gun in NRL season, but to be a young gun, not even a young gun, a young forward and play the way they did in a finals match away from home shows not only do they have the talent in the forwards, they've got the mentality to be really, really good first graders when it counts.
Yeah, the guy that I was really impressed with was Mariota.
Oh, mate.
How good was he? Machine.
Absolutely. Like, when he was playing the ball sometimes, I thought it was Papali'i. Just honestly, just the damage he was doing with the way he was running. Like,
yep.
I thought I was watching the 1-2 punch of Tarpanet and Papali'i at times. Not obviously yep. looks-wise, I mean just the way he was playing.
Yeah. I was really impressed with his game. I really was. He took on the Newcastle team, never took a backward step. The other guy that played well too was Emre Gula. Mm. I thought those two boys really stood up in the absence of like a Papali'i, those more senior forwards. So like you said, mate, the forward pack, they probably don't need to address that situation. Like they've got some, they've just been showing like they've got a couple of young guys up and comers that are, they're quality footballers.
Mm.
They're quality footballers. So it's more around those key positions that if they can find one or if they can bring one through the system, as if they may have a young gun coming through, mate, that we don't know about.
Well, their fullback is Chevy Stewart. He played for the under-19s New South Wales side. He didn't have the yes. best game against Queensland, but he's young. You know, there's plenty of players that didn't play well in that state game that go on to kill it.
Yeah.
So he's a guy that they've got their eye on.
Yeah. What about Savage, mate?
I don't know what's going on there. Very surprising that he hasn't got... I know he's had some injuries this year, but he's played a substantial amount of games. Mate, if I was a betting man, I'd probably think that maybe he would end up at another club next year.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Very strange that basically he replaced Chance Nicol-Klukstad and then this year he's just not even been in the picture.
Yeah.
But maybe
hasn't
look,
been considered.
Maybe Ricky Stewart's playing the long game with him and, you know, helping develop. We have to remember he's very young. Mm. Super raw, but very talented. We're going to head to a break. After the break, we share a holy schnitz moment. Thanks to Schnitz.